So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
And now it's time for the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday of wonderful mortgage talk. Make sure that you get in touch with TexasLending.com today. We want to be here to help you with all your mortgage questions. Make sure you text us early and often at 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. And you can get those questions in for your home purchase, your home refinance, your home equity loans, FHA loans, VA loans, jumbo loans, no matter what you're looking for.
Or just talk to us.
Get in touch with us, and we want to answer your questions for you. Maybe you're building a home, and you're not quite sure how it's all going to go down. We were just talking on the way down to the show today, but down to the studio, and we were talking about how one of your friends works for one of the big builders, and they said that that builder is just not getting things done on time.
Exactly.
And they're promising a lot and under-delivering.
And it drove her right out of the business.
And so, anyway, be careful with who you're working with out there. And hopefully you're working with a great company. And if you're working with a mortgage company, you know what? Give TexasLending.com a shout. That's us over here. And we want to answer your questions. So if you're trying to buy a home, if you're trying to get in a house here in the next few months, it's time to get your questions to us.
Yes.
972-849-9363. That's the text line. Get those questions in now. And maybe you want cash out of your home. Things are moving around. Stocks are up right now, but who knows where they're going to be next. We walked out of this show last weekend, and then just a few hours later, we all thought that Armageddon was upon us. These things impact mortgage rates. Mortgage rates came down this week. That's a good thing for you to all know. So they announced that mortgage rates have dropped for four straight weeks. They haven't dropped a lot. You're all within 0.25% of where they were 4 weeks ago, but they're down a little bit. That's a good news. That's good news for you if you're trying to buy or refinance, get that cash out. So get your questions in. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, You want to tap your equity? We are experts at that stuff, man. We do it better than anyone. Make sure you get in touch, 972-849-9363. Bubba, anything special this week? You said you got a few people out there searching for houses.
Yes. And it seems like there's so much out there now. I mean, inventory, they can't make up their mind. You know, they go like this one, like that one, like this one.
Oh, everyone's like, yeah.
They're being kind of picky when a couple of years ago you didn't have the chance to be picky. You had to be.
You had to be on the spot.
You had to be on the spot with the money.
Yeah. And now you have options. You know, the sellers are helping pay closing costs. And the builders are helping pay some closing costs. You can buy your rate down. You know, you said you have a couple of people out there with some down payment assistance programs that are out there looking right now. Get in touch with us. We can get you pre-approved and get you on your merry way out there shopping with your realtor. And hopefully it's TDT Realtors, one of our friends out there. They'll be happy to help you out. But get in touch with us right now, 972-849-9363. If you're trying to get that cash out of your home, send us the following information by text, and we'll answer those questions for you. If you have a mortgage, send us your current balance and send us the appraised value of your home, your anticipated appraised value. So your balance and your appraised value as well as your credit score and your current mortgage rate. We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out, the greatest opportunities for you in terms of rate, how much cash. And if you're trying to get that home purchase done, send us your current income, your expected down payment, and your credit score. Just that little information, and we can give you an idea about what you might be able to afford, what kind of loan you might be looking at. Usually your credit score will guide us in terms of what kind of loan you might be looking at. Your income will tell us about how much home you might be able to afford. Mm-hmm. And your down payment also gives us an idea of you're going to have PMI or FHA or another loan program's best for you. Maybe you're a veteran and you want to have some ideas there. We're just trying to throw out some thoughts for you. And if you have any thoughts or questions, that text line is 972-849-9363. And so I look at the world and, you know, I talk to people and they run into me and they say, you know, how's that mortgage world right now? And I say, you know what? It's actually the slowest it's been in 40 years. The mortgage industry is the slowest it's been for a long time. And so that gives some people opportunities. That's those people that are out there shopping. And like you said, there's a lot of inventory on houses, Bubba.
Yep.
And so there's all this inventory and people are searching and the sellers are motivated. And they say, man, how can I had a friend of mine, he had a big house up there and they were up there in northeast Frisco and they were saying, man, how do we get this thing? How do we get this thing sold? I gave him some ideas. I said, you know, have you offered to pay closing costs? Have you offered to buy the rate down for the buyer so that you can use some of that equity you have in the house to help the buyer get in? And so I don't know if that ultimately helped them or not, but I know they got a contract on their house and it was on the market for a while. Maybe you're a person out there and you're trying to get yourself into a home and you don't know it. You don't know you might be able to buy your rate down 1%. Maybe you can do a 2-1 buy down and have the seller pay for the buy down of your mortgage rate. So your rate starts out 2% lower than the final rate. And so these are some options you might be able to look at. And Bubba, you're out there talking with people. Mm-hmm. What is their biggest fear that you're seeing when they're calling you, they want to get into a house? Is it the payment that they're concerned about? Is it
the down payment?
Is it usually the down payment?
Yeah.
And how much is it down?
Yeah. Basically, you know, and closing costs and how much it costs to get into a house, you know, because a couple of years ago, it was basically, you know, $20,000 at least to get into a house because you were paying your own cost and you were, you could do down payment assistance. We do have down payment assistance programs for first time home buyers, HEROES, first responders, people like that. You know, up to 5%.
Do you have to be a superhero to get the HEROES program? Do you have to be Batman? To dress like Superman?
You can just be regular Joe.
So the HEROES program, that's typically for?
First responders, whatever. But the first time, down payment assistance is the same. It's, the only difference is like the HEROES might get, they don't have to pay for the tax certificate if they want to have it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and I would, if you're doing down payment assistance, you should do the tax certificate because it saves you a lot of money for sure.
Maybe you have a question for your scenario. Make sure you text us your question at 972-849-9363. We'll get to your questions.
I got an interesting one here. It says, right. Hello, buying a home in the next 2 years, but having arguments with the wife over HOA. I don't want them, and she doesn't mind. Can you tell me more about them?
As long as you're not having arguments on HOE. You'd rather argue about HOA. And so
says we're both veterans as well. That doesn't save you from the HOA being a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe some HOAs do something like that. I don't know.
Never heard of it.
You know, I ran into this lady a few months back, and she manages the HOA outsources their management.
Yeah.
And this lady was managing 6 or 7 HOAs. That was her job. And so, man, that is crazy. So different neighborhoods, and she was managing it all. And so if the argument is, do you buy in a neighborhood that has an HOA, or do you buy in a neighborhood that doesn't have a homeowners association? The HOA, so the hierarchy of power in the world goes like this, okay? There it goes like this. You're a lonely man, a lowly man, and then next is your spouse. So the wife has a higher in terms of power structure. The women clearly runs the show. And then above that, you get into things like mayors, and then you get realtors are above male mayors. They're very powerful. And then the home builder, very powerful, because then they control your happiness of whether the home is going to be built or whether they're going to cover your closing costs. And then it gets into then you get into governors. You get into presidents of countries, and then the person who runs the HOA is probably the most powerful person that's going to bring the most grief to your life. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Well, the more grief is brought upon families by HOA people than anything you're going to see on the news, man. Yeah. We had a dandelion in our yard up in Frisco. We had a rental property, and there was a dandelion in our yard. We couldn't even see it. They fined me $125 for having a dandelion in my yard.
Mm.
And I had to take a picture, and I said, and this is before Facebook, I would have gone on, show me where the dandelion, show me. So the next door neighbor, their grass was 12 inches high, 5,000 dandelions.
But you had one.
I had a dandelion. And they go, so what are you doing with the HOA? They say, We have a child under the age of 18 months, so we're exempt from having to do our lawn. Mm. And so the HOA is not, my neighbors it looks like a field with all kinds of weeds in it, and I'm getting a bill. And I said, man, I put my house up for sale so fast. I said, I do not want to be part of this. This is nonsense. Well, so anyway, structure of the world, the heads of state, HOA. And then whatever religion that you worship to, only God is above the HOA.
I think that the HOAs only exist where they never were before, because I think every place that they build now has an HOA. You know, every builder.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some sort of fee for.
See, I can say this now because I'm not in an HOA, so they can't come after me. I can't be
you're
silenced.
Smart.
But if you know those Karens that we all know, or those Kens, is it Kens and Karens? I don't know. Maybe they're Kevins. I don't know what the name of the guy, the male name of the Karen is, but I would assume that the Karens run the HOAs.
The Karens?
The Karens, yeah. So I'm making fun of this clearly, right? I'm making fun of the whole scenario. But, you know, if you are arguing with your spouse about whether you get an HOA or not, or whether she wants to run for the head of the HOA, you probably should have known that like 4 dates in. I'm just like, anyway.
My condo has
aside,
an HOA.
It's a personal choice.
It's worthless.
It's a personal choice of yours. How much power structure you want to have in your life transferred to people. So here's another story for you, and hope you don't mind me sharing. I had a home up in the Chicago area. My first home, I bought a town home up west of Chicago, about an hour northwest of Chicago. And And the HO, so I get something in the mail that says, we're foreclosing on your house in a month.
Oh.
And here's the person you talked to. And they gave me this attorney's name who is representing the HOA. And I'm calling the HOA. They said, you're delinquent by like 6 months on your HOA. And I'm like, I pay my HOA every single month. You have cashed my check every month. And I call them. They won't answer my phone. There's no one. Mm-hmm. No one. They just have control over your life. They're going to foreclose on my house. The HOA was. And I call. I get a hold of this attorney. Yeah, we're going. And then it gets down to like one day before they're going to foreclose. They're going to take my house to the court steps. And they're going to sell my house because they say I'm 6 months behind in my HOA. I have to go get all of my checks. Prove all of my checks have been cashed. Document every month from my bank account of every check that. And I go, here's all my payments that I've ever made.
Yeah.
And they go and they get all my documentation. And they go like, oh, we applied your payments to the wrong house. And that was the attorney. No one from the HO ever talked to me. They were literally the next day going to the courthouse steps to sell my house. And they go, not only have you paid, you're actually 2 months ahead on your HOA payments. This is the power. This is what I'm talking about. This is my experience. This is this comes from experience. I've only had bad experiences with them. And the two neighborhoods I've had HOAs in. The other ones where I didn't have HOAs?
Of course you don't have.
I mowed my lawn in my Speedo and no one cared. You know, no one cared. And so.
No one noticed.
No one. Well, that's sad.
Except for the little granny that keeps walking by.
Yeah, she keeps. Yeah.
She keeps going just up. She's doing
come
a walk
over
around.
Some tea. Okay. We got to take a break. This is a family show and we want to keep it that way. But you are with Kevin Miller and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. And we're going to come back after these messages for the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right. We're back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We're talking about your home loans. We've been doing mortgages here for quite a while in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's going on almost 30 years now. And we want to help you with your home loan. And we have fun here on the show.
Yes,
it's kind of our little bit of relief after release. You call it a release after our week of mortgage pressures. Bubba has more pressure than I do. You're on the front lines, right?
The front lines, yeah.
And helping people get through their situations, and typically most people have a situation or two or more. Some of you don't have any. Everything's really smooth. You have your W-2s and pay stubs, and you're ready to go. Those loans can close as fast as 10 days. Some of you have
bank statement loans, though.
Income documentation issues, credit issues.
Yes.
Something on your title. Oh. Appraisal issues.
Yes.
Survey issues. Tax issues. We have all these things that we deal with.
The things I talk about is the credit issues. Like when you say credit issues, what happens is a lot of times I get a customer that needs to do cash out, has a lot of equity in their home, and then they come to us and they've already let it go too far, their credit. And either that or they're over the credit limit or whatever, and then they're down to a point that we can't help them because of their score. Because the score goes down, the more that credit, you know, that's how it works. All of your available credit's gone. Now you decide, hey, I need to do home equity to pay it all off, and then it's too late. So I just say, don't wait until it's too late, okay? You're out there driving around. You know, if you have an investment property, you can get money out of an investment property.
You can get cash out.
Yeah, cash out. Pay those debts off.
You get a second lien cash out.
Second lien cash out. Texas Lending offers this.
Make sure you get in touch with us. Text us now with your questions, 972-849-9363. That's 972-849-9363.
Yep, there you go.
If you're also single and ready to mingle, you can also text 972-849-9363.
It was a good time last night. That's all I'll say.
So Bubba and I drive down to the studio together, and this morning Bubba is playing. It's like I've walked into
a disco
and he's discoing out. And so I was like, man, what is going on? And so you are revved up and ready to go.
Yeah.
If you are revved up and ready to go on your mortgage, get in touch with TexasLending.com. One of our loan officers is happy to help.
Happy.
And these people that
We're
work for us,
so happy.
Average time in the industry, average time, probably 20 years now.
Yeah.
Each person, you know, the average time of our loan officer staff is 20 years. And I think most of them have worked for me for over 15 years. And so they know.
They all follow Kevin.
But they all know what's going on. They know they've seen your situation a dozen times.
Yes.
They've seen any situation you can throw at us. We have seen it. And so we can see it coming and we can hopefully guide you through it. Not everyone can say that. And you have people you're working with out of state who've been given a script, what to say, and they don't know what a crack in a foundation is. They live up in the land of where there are no cracks in the foundations. And down here, you know, you need to know how to deal with that kind of stuff and get through a mortgage and the things that can happen.
Yeah. Like I said, most of the roofs. Yes.
Know?
Most of the refinance business that we have right now would be somebody that's getting a divorce.
Most of it?
Yeah, I would say most of it.
You see most of your cash outs you're seeing are people getting divorced?
I'm talking about refinance, total refinance.
Oh, they have to refinance the whole loan.
Yes, and they have to pay out their...
So are you promoting divorce, Bubba, in order to get more business?
I'm just saying it's an option.
Get in touch with us for your home. Let's have a happy time today when you're out barbecuing in the backyard. And we're in that time of the year here where we don't have any rain for a couple months, you know. So you get to plan your afternoon and you get to hopefully
get
have
by that
some
pool,
friends over.
Get that.
I'm debating on whether I should tell everyone my joke of the joke of the day.
The joke of the week.
This is the joke of the week. Now, all right. It comes in many forms and shapes.
Okay.
This is the joke of the week. But in the meantime, get your text in for your mortgage at 972-849-9363. And we'll get to them after this joke. So, Bubba, there's a worker and calls his boss. And the worker calls his boss and he says, I can't come in today, boss. I feel sick. And the boss says, you know what happens when I'm sick? I make love, passionate love to my wife, and I feel much better. Try that. 2 hours later, the worker calls back his boss and he says, boss, I feel so much better and you have a nice house. So... That is your that So that is your joke of the day. You can go out there and share that with your friends. And hopefully, in the meantime, you're telling your friends to call TexasLending.com for your home loan. Get in touch with us right now. Bubba.
Yeah.
Credit scores for a home. People think that they need a perfect credit score. They think they need an 800 credit score. People think my credit is bad. I have a 710 score.
I know. Exactly.
They think I have a really good score. I have a 620 score. If you're trying to get yourself into a home, know that most of you can qualify for a FHA, VA, or conventional. Or if you need to be a veteran to get that VA loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you, with a score over 620, are going to find most loan programs available to you when you're trying to buy a house. 620 mm-hmm. credit score and higher. Some of you can go lower. Right. You're going to find maybe FHA and VA below 620.
Right.
And there are some other loan programs called non-QM loans where your credit score can be below 620. Mm-hmm. Just know every 20 points your credit score increases, you may find a better rate. Some of you are trying to figure out what's the best rates out there. You're finding mortgage rates. I'm going to say we're still in the 7% plus or minus 1%. That's the range that you're going to find most conventional and FHA mortgages quoted between 6% and 8%.
Right.
Conventional FHA, VA, USDA, most loans that you're going to find in a first lien level are between 6 and 8%. There are some higher than that, depending on your credit score and your equity position. But that's the range that we're in right now. We haven't really moved. For example, if we get to a situation where these rates drop another 0.5%, then we'll be might be in a 5.5% to 7.5% mortgage range, rate range. That's a rate table where, hey, I can buy down my rate. I don't want closing costs. I can have a higher rate. I don't have as much equity. I'm going to have a higher rate. The range of most mortgages that we see right now are between 6 and 8. Are you seeing anything below 6% other than a 2-1 buy down, Bubba?
Nope, not
right now.
Not right now.
We've been there in the last couple of years, but
yep.
We're not. We need the rates to drop another 0.25%.
September, October was you were in the 5s in FHA
potentially. So,
potentially, yeah.
Some people.
Yeah.
Definitely. So not every one of them. So that's where you're finding. So if you are out there shopping now, you can still find some FHAs and they're in the 6s, right? And so,
and like I said, people need to realize that if they're a certain income bracket, that there is down payment assistance to where, and if closing costs are paid, which, you know, our realtor greats, TDT Realtors, gets done, you could actually get into a house for zero down. You know, except for you'd have to still put some earnest money up. But that's, you know, but besides that, that goes towards your closing costs and stuff. So you could potentially get a refund at closing, you know, because you get your closing costs paid. And let's say you do get 5%, 3% down payment assistance. I mean, it is possible to buy a house with no money down.
It is possible.
It is.
Now,
and I'm talking about anywhere. You know, not like a USDA. You know, where you're out.
I mean, if you get a gift, you can get gift funds.
Yep, definitely.
And so, I think I've mentioned on the show before. I read a book back in the early '90s, late '80s. Early, it was a guy named Charles Givens.
Oh yeah,
and he wrote a book called Wealth Without Risk. And he had all kinds of ideas. You know, for people that didn't think about finance every day. And he had gone bankrupt a couple times, and then he had become a millionaire. Then he got bankrupt and became a millionaire again. And, and so he wrote all of his experiences down. And one of the ideas was, he said, you know, you can get gift funds to buy a home from a relative.
Right.
And so when I bought my first home, I went to my grandmother and I said, Grandmother, can I get a gift? And she gave me a gift for a down payment to buy a home. And I bought a townhome. It was a $98,000 townhome. 35 years ago in the Chicago area. And so it was my first place. I didn't know anything about mortgages. Whatever the realtors sent me to a mortgage guy, and I did whatever they told me, and I didn't know anything about anything. But anyway, after I got that house, I took a cash advance out of my credit card and paid my grandmother back. So I you can't use a cash advance on a credit card to buy a house.
Right.
And you also, if you're going to get a gift funds from anybody, a relative, you have to sign a form that the relative has to say they're not expecting any money back. They're not expecting to be repaid, because otherwise it's debt. right? You're taking on debt from a relative.
Right.
So what you can do is you can, that's what I did. And I got the idea from Wealth Without Risk of how to get money for a down payment for a house because I didn't have the money for a down payment. But I did pay my credit card back over time. Now, some mortgage companies are going to frown upon that. But that was an idea that I used back in the day.
Round.
So you can get gift funds, though, from relatives. And they do have to say, hey, you know, maybe a parent can give you some money for your down payment. And
you can also take money from your 401k without penalty for a house.
Get in touch with your questions at 972-849-9363. That's our text line. 972-849-9363. Text us now. Go to TexasLending.com. Get your mortgage started today. We want to help you this summer get into a great loan for you and your family. So make sure you start now with a company that's been around in your own backyard for quite a while. Okay, Bubba, we're going to take that break, and then we'll come back and start getting to your questions at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan. You can get yourself into a home this summer with TexasLending.com. We'll get you fully pre-approved. It's a free pre-approval. You can text us right now to get started on your mortgage, by the way. I was going to give out the different number, Bubba. 972-849-9363. That's the text line. If you have a question about getting yourself into a mortgage, you want to know what you might qualify for, you just want to get some answers and some ideas, we'll answer them for you here on the show at 972-849-9363. We are in that part of the summer, Bubba. There's no more basketball. There's no more hockey.
There's only mortgage
talk.
There's
no football going on. And it's just a bunch of baseball and golf. And so, and maybe some car racing. You got a little bit of that going on.
You got a little car racing going on.
But get in touch with us up here at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show if you want to talk about getting yourself into that cash out refinance, that home equity loan, or such.
Such.
So, Bobby, the truck driver, a longtime listener, Bobby was texting us 20 years ago. And so he's texted us here. He says that Oklahoma Transportation, Transportation Department, sent him a letter that he said the highway is getting a 10-mile widening of a U.S. highway, and they offered to buy a piece of his property to put it through the back of his property. And they offered him to rebuild his new driveway and everything. And they're going to pay him some money for it, the whole thing.
Wow.
Which is really weird, the fact that they're going to have a 10-mile wide highway. That's a pretty big highway.
Yeah.
It's a 10-mile widening of the highway. It's
well, maybe
a lot of
it's
land.
10 miles they're going to widen the highway.
Oh, well. Right. You never know. So, hey, get in touch with us up here with your question. And again, that's 972-849-9363. Bobby is always driving through Dallas, Fort Worth about the time we do our shows here in the morning. So maybe you're driving around and you have some questions. Get in touch with your cell phone assistant and ask that person to text us at that 972-849-9363 so we can answer your question and get you going in the right direction for that home loan. And so, Bubba, I got a question here.
Yeah.
This person says that they owe $430 on their house.
$430.
Yes, they owe $430 and it's worth $800. Okay. And they want to know how much cash they can get out. Is it worthwhile to look into it? But because their first mortgage is at 3.3. They owe $430 at 3.3 and their home's worth $800. So they have a couple hundred thousand available. Couple hundred thousand. When people are calling you to get cash, Bob, are they maxing out the amount of cash they're getting out of? Let's say, okay, my home's worth $800. I want to get the full $200,000 out. They don't do that?
No. And, you know, it's not like they used to. It seemed like that everything you did back in the past was 80%. But there's so much more equity now in the last
few
people
years. Have a lot of equity. When you have $400,000 of equity and you can get $200 out, some people say, I just want to get $100,000.
Yeah.
Give me a second lien. $100,000. I need to pay off some things. I need to clean some things up, get some stuff done in the yard. And so that's the stuff that we do. We do it great. And we get you a great fixed rate on those loans. Make sure you start with TexasLending.com today.
Today.
We'll be happy to help you out.
Today.
And so that's a good question that someone had there. And then this person says, I have $120,000 income. $120,000. How much home can I get if I got $20,000 down payment? They said their credit's good. They didn't get their credit score. I have good credit. I make 10 grand a month and I got $20,000 down. So 10 grand a month is about $3,300 for a mortgage payment.
Right.
That's what you're thinking. And so without us having to do a whole lot, we don't really know all your other debts, but that $3,300 is just 33% of your $10,000 monthly income.
Right.
And so if you got that $10,000 monthly income and you can get a house payment of $3,300, about how much of a mortgage do you see for someone that has a $3,300 payment, Bubba? Is that what, a $360,000 mortgage, yeah, 370?
You know, it seems like it's gone back to the time where, like, if you're getting a $300,000 house and let's say you're doing FHA or something like that, your payment with mortgage insurance taxes is right around $3,000 a month.
Around there, right?
And so it's basically, you know, it is, the more you go up to, the taxes are a lot more. So,
yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and the thing that's really crazy now is the insurance.
Insurance is going crazy. Yeah.
Definitely.
Man, I need, you know what, I could use some help on it. Maybe if you're an insurance person out there. I haven't done my shopping. We did some shopping. I have an 18-year-old driver we're paying the insurance for.
I thought Callaway was his
300
driver.
And, well, it's a different kind of driver. Yeah. And so, anyway, actually, you know what? They say don't drink and drive. After seeing my swing, Callaway tells me I better drink before I drive the golf ball because I'm not going to be happy with the outcome. But if you're out there shopping for an 18-year-old to get insurance in a car, car insurance. So I bought him a used car for his first car.
Right.
And the car insurance is more than the car payment.
Yep.
It's crazy. How do I get lower car insurance for an 18-year-old? I need to help. If you're an insurance person,
you
can get me a great deal. No, we had to go and get it separate. We had to do it completely separate than our other. If we had it bundled, and they don't want him to have any access to our cars.
No bundle Ruski?
There's no access to our. He can only be driving that car that has to be replaced, and it's not that expensive of a car. And I'm like, why are we paying all this money for this? Anyway, if you're an insurance person, text me. Text this number, 972-849-9363. If you're trying to get that home loan done, 972-849-9363. You want to have your questions, make sure you get them to us now.
All right, I got one here for you. I'm trying to get my parents, age 78 and 76, to move to DFW from out of state. When they sell their home in Arizona, they should have about 200K. They are looking at homes around 300K. Credit is 700 plus. What options are out there for them to buy? Limited budget and the Texas-sized property tax is new to them.
All right, here's the idea. I'm going to give it to you right now. Bubba, you're going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it.
What?
What kind of loan should they get? A reverse mortgage.
Yeah, I was just going to say... Some people are scared of that, so, you know.
So we're going to take away the stigma of a reverse mortgage right now. If you're at the age of 62 or higher, you may qualify for a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage is nothing more than a mortgage payment that's not going to be paid back until you pass away or move out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
With the mortgage payment being your principal and interest. You still have to pay the taxes and insurance on the house, which is hefty enough.
Not at that age. I have tax code 33. I don't pay any. My taxes are all deferred until property sells.
But that person, they want to maybe buy a $300,000 house. They have a couple hundred thousand dollars down. If they're going to be buying a house and they're going to put some down payment, you may be able to get into a reverse mortgage where maybe you put 40% down, somewhere in there.
Right.
And then what happens is you get that mortgage and then you only have to show that your credit's decent enough that you're going to be able to pay the taxes. And they're only going to look at your credit to make sure you're paying your bills. Because you still have to pay your taxes and insurance on this house. And if you're not paying your bills, they just assume you're not going to be able to pay your taxes and insurance. But if you do get a reverse mortgage on a purchase, and especially at that age of 77 and 78, you might be able to get yourself into that house. And then all they have to pay is the taxes and insurance and maybe HOA if there is one.
Mm-hmm.
if they pass away,
the dreaded HOA,
if there's equity in the house, the survivors, the heirs, can sell. They have up to a year to sell that property. Mm-hmm. They have up to 12 months to sell the property. If they sell the property and there's equity, then the heirs can, whatever the will, they can receive the equity. If there is no equity, then the house just goes back to the bank. And so they're going to get into a house with whatever down payment they have, but then they don't have that. The only thing they have to save for monthly is their taxes and insurance and maybe HOA. They're not paying principal and interest. And so you say, how does that work? Well, there's a principal on the loan amount. And let's say it's a $300,000 loan or $300,000 home, and they put 40% down, so they have a $180,000 loan. There is interest that accumulates every month on that mortgage. And it's just accumulating on that mortgage, but it's not being paid at that time. It's being paid later. And so it helps seniors stay in homes where they have equity, because some of you can use a reverse mortgage right now and your home is paid off, but you want to get a bunch of cash out. You do it on a reverse mortgage. And then if you pass away or move out of the house, then the home has to be sold within a period of time. And so that the stigma is, oh, no, the bank's going to take my property. Oh, the bank's going to take away the home from my heirs. Only if there's no equity in the property for the heirs.
Yeah.
Or let's say you move out of the property and you try to rent it, and you can't do that. You need it. This is for keeping seniors in homes that otherwise don't have the income to be able to make the monthly payment. That's what a reverse mortgage is for people that want it and need it. Not just for everybody just to say, hey, let's just go out and get one. But that's an option if they have a limited budget and they have some down money. Keep a lot of that money in your own pocket, or just rent. Move here to Dallas and rent. That's another option as well. You don't have to buy a house. Buying a house is not mandatory for anybody.
Russia.
Yet. Okay, get in touch with TexasLending.com, 972-849-9363.
My favorite line from Caddyshack, this isn't Russia, Danny.
972-849-9363. Get in touch with us. There, we got to take a break. And we will take a break. On this TexasLending.com mortgage show, and we will come back and answer more of your questions after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, we are back. Ready for your questions, 972-849-9363. If you're trying to get yourself into that home loan, we want to be your solution at TexasLending.com. We've been doing this for a long time, doing lots of home loans for a lot of people. If you're trying to get yourself that conventional mortgage, you're not quite sure the down payment you're going to be required to pay. There's a lot of people who have many misconceptions about what they're going to need down on a mortgage.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people think I need to save 20%. And really what you're trying to do is this. When you're trying to get yourself into a mortgage, you want to know what your payment's going to be. What payment am I trying to get myself into that I can afford with my income? And then if you can get that payment, you want to keep the minimum into that house as you can. If you have limited funds, if you have limited capital, don't use all your capital to put it into a house. Don't put, if all you have saved is $50,000, that's a lot of money. If you've saved $50,000 and that's all your savings, don't put that $50,000 into a house. Try to get the minimum into the house as you can and keep that cash in your bank. Because you need to have that cash for that rainy day scenario. If there's something wrong with the job or the or health or the marriage or whatever it is that comes in, or maybe you got to get something fixed around the house and you don't want to put it on credit cards. Get into the payment that you can afford. If you say, well, I can afford more house, then sell the house and buy a bigger house.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you can do that. So, you know, you're renting right now, a lot of you, you're renting. And you think, well, you know, a lot of you move out of apartments every other year. And so if you move into a house and you say, well, I can afford more house now, then you can always buy a bigger house. And so we're in a situation where I think mortgage rates are going to be within, unless the things that we can't see are the calamities, like the calamities that we thought was going to fall upon us last weekend. And that still may be out there. We don't know. But those are the calamities which over the last 25 years have caused the Federal Reserve to buy mortgage rates down. That's currently not the situation because homes are still maintaining their value. As long as here's the scenario where the Federal Reserve would consider buying mortgage rates down. The scenario would happen only and primarily if the banks who service mortgages are suddenly getting upside down on those loans. If the banks are suddenly upside down, let's say they gave you a loan of $400,000, now the home is only worth $300,000. Mm-hmm. The banks are now upside down as well as you. They don't really care about you so much. We talk about they, it's the Federal Reserve and the people that are running the money. They care. They want to make sure the banks are healthy. Okay, so if you're upside down in your mortgage, too bad. If the bank's upside down, we need to get rates down so that people come out and buy these houses and drive prices of these homes up so that the asset values, so the banks aren't upside down. What would cause home values to go down? Well, if suddenly everyone starts selling their home at 20% less than what they are going for now. Suddenly, instead of 500,000, homes are being sold for 400,000. And so if people can't get rid of those homes, they start dropping prices. If people start losing their jobs and they can't afford to pay their homes, then homes start getting sold for less. So that's what would cause mortgage rates to go down, because your investments, when you call your financial planner, you don't say, give me the lowest interest rate return I can get. I want a 3% return on my money. You don't tell your financial planner that. And so, you know, these mortgage rates are only low. When you're paying a mortgage, the money that you're paying, the interest you're paying, that interest is then being paid to a person who bought a bond, a mortgage bond, someone who wants that return. Do you want a 5% return on your money, a 6% return? Do you want a 7% return on your money? Wherever you feel that you're getting a good return is where you're going to find mortgage rates based on the current inflationary situation and asset inflationary or deflationary situation. So I know I'm talking about economy, and that can make your head hurt on a Saturday morning because it's not everything we want to do. You didn't take economy in college for a reason. You didn't go to college for a reason. You don't want to hear about this stuff now.
This is the stuff you should have learned about instead of algebra and calculus.
So I try to bring it down to layman's thoughts. And so layman's thoughts are, you know, if you don't want a 3% return on your money, don't expect mortgage rates to be at 3% overnight. And the only institution that's going to spend trillions of dollars to buy mortgage rates down to 3% is the Federal Reserve, because your next door neighbor doesn't have $3 trillion to buy mortgage rates down. They're basically buying the bonds and getting a 3% return on their money. That's what the Federal Reserve does. That's what anyone who's going to buy these things. And so there are some things out there where they're freeing up some capital restrictions on banks, or banks might be able to buy mortgage rates now. But it's not necessary right now because the banks are healthy on their loans. As long as the banks have equity in the loans, as long as the banks have $400,000 loans that you're paying and yep, they're getting their return on them, then mortgage rates aren't going to get bought down anytime soon. So as much as everyone wants it, and the big Don wants to have mortgage rates down so he can buy more hotels or whatever it is, I don't know. The people out there, I know a lot of you businesses want rates down. Yep. But rates down also means money is flowing faster, and money flows faster means more inflation. So you can't have both. You don't want to have both low rates and high inflation. That is not a good return on your money.
And the elephant in the room is, we keep talking about it, is all these office buildings that are empty.
Well, that is the elephant that has not been talked about. There's an elephant in the room, and it's got drapes over it. And someone put the tablecloth over the elephant. We can see the feet, but no one's talking about it. And so, yeah, these empty buildings, the banks still have those loans on their books, and the buildings can't be sold. They have not unleashed that upon all of us yet. When that unleashing occurs, that's when you can possibly get rates going down. Yeah. There's a big event. There's potential for big events. We know that because of the international affairs that we're into right now. There's potential of all that going on. We'll wait and see how it goes. In the meantime, call TexasLending.com for your mortgage. Go online and apply today. Our loan officers are there today. Bubba, you'll be calling people back, as well as our other loan officers. Make sure you come back and listen to us next weekend. Right now, you have your friends, Will and CA, coming up next. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.